Imagine strategy as a vast wilderness, populated by different beasts of thought, each with unique characteristics and habitats. This is the brilliant metaphor at the heart of Mintzberg, Ahlstrand, and Lample's groundbreaking work. Rather than prescribing a single, correct approach to strategy, they invite us on an intellectual expedition through 10 distinct schools of thought, each offering valuable, yet incomplete, insights into how organizations navigate their futures. Like the ancient parable of blind men examining different parts of an elephant, each school touches on truth without grasping the whole. The genius of Strategy Safari lies in mapping this complex terrain, showing us not just what strategy is, but the multiple lenses through which we can understand it. Strategy isn't one thing, it's at least five. As a plan, strategy represents intentional direction, like Apple's deliberate move into services. As a pattern, it emerges from consistent behaviors over time, such as 3M's long-standing commitment to innovation, allowing employees to spend 15% of their time on creative projects. When viewed as position, strategy focuses on where organizations place themselves in the competitive landscape. Think of how Tesla positioned itself in the luxury segment before moving downstream. As perspective, strategy reflects organizational mindset and culture, exemplified by Google's innovative ethos. Finally, as ploy, strategy can involve tactical maneuvers designed to outmaneuver competitors. This multifaceted understanding reveals the tension between intended and realized strategies. When intentions are fully realized, we have deliberate strategies. Unrealized intentions become abandoned strategies. Patterns that emerge without explicit intention represent emergent strategies, like Honda's unexpected success with small motorcycles in America. Most successful strategies combine deliberate and emergent elements, exercising control while fostering learning. Southwest Airlines' low-cost approach began as necessity but evolved into deliberate competitive advantage. These multiple meanings help explain why different organizations and situations require different approaches to strategy formation. The Design School represents strategy's most influential view, with its SWOT analysis dominating boardrooms worldwide. Pioneered at Harvard Business School in the 1960s, this approach presents strategy as finding fit between internal capabilities and external possibilities. The CEO acts as chief strategist, formulating clear strategies before implementation. While logical, this approach creates an artificial divide between thinking and acting that succeeds in classrooms but often fails in practice. The Planning School extended this formality, transforming strategy into elaborate sequences with extensive checklists. Dominant in the 1970s, it declined in the early 1980s when companies like GE dismantled their planning systems. The fundamental problem? Analysis cannot produce synthesis. Planning can support strategy by providing inputs or formalizing consequences, but cannot replace the creative process of strategy formation. Strategic planning is ultimately an oxymoron. It should have been called strategic programming, a process to formalize strategies developed through other means. Organizations that excel at planning often struggle with innovation because the very structures enabling systematic planning can inhibit the creative leaps that breakthrough strategies require. In the early 1980s, economics transformed strategic management through analytical frameworks. Michael Porter's competitive strategy identified five forces shaping industry competition: threat of new entrants, bargaining power of suppliers and customers, threat of substitutes, and competitive rivalry. Porter argued firms must choose between just two competitive advantages, low cost or differentiation, combined with market scope to create generic strategies. The Positioning School turned planners into analysts, providing valuable frameworks for understanding competitive dynamics. However, this approach favors traditional big businesses in mature industries, where market power and hard data are abundant. By emphasizing generic positions over unique perspectives, it often leads companies toward imitation and benchmarking rather than innovation. consider how many companies strive to become the Southwest Airlines of their industry, or the Apple of their sector. While the positioning school explains why certain strategies succeed, it offers limited guidance for developing truly distinctive approaches that resist imitation. The most successful companies don't merely find favorable positions. They create entirely new competitive spaces where their unique strengths flourish. The entrepreneurial school centers on the leader's intuition, judgment, and vision. Strategy becomes a perspective or direction rather than detailed plans. The organization responds to the leader's dictates, while the environment becomes terrain for maneuvering. This vision, often more image than articulated plan, remains flexible and adaptable, deliberate in broad direction, yet emergent in details. The cognitive school examines strategy formation by exploring the strategist's mind. Building on Herbert Simon's bounded rationality concept, researchers have identified biases affecting strategic thinking. Confirmation bias draws managers to information supporting existing beliefs. Recency effects overemphasize recent events, and overconfidence distorts probability estimates. The constructionist perspective suggests the mind actively constructs reality through mental models rather than simply decoding it. Steve Jobs exemplifies this. His vision for Apple centered on creating experiences at the intersection of technology and liberal arts. His cognitive framework, influenced by calligraphy, Eastern philosophy, and design, revealed possibilities others missed. Effective strategists develop sophisticated mental templates for pattern recognition, while remaining receptive to disconfirming evidence. The learning school addresses complexity through emergent strategy. Strategists learn over time, with patterns converging as people discover what works. Research shows major strategic shifts rarely come from formal planning, but from numerous small actions throughout the organization that collectively create significant change. Honda exemplifies this approach. While consultants portrayed Honda's American success as deliberate strategy based on market analysis, Honda managers admitted they had no strategy beyond trying to sell in America. Their breakthrough came accidentally when their personal use of small Super Cubs generated unexpected market demand. The Power School views strategy as negotiation, examining how strategies emerge from bargaining and conflict. This perspective recognizes that organizational decisions are shaped by power dynamics and competing interests. While politics can be divisive, it ensures all perspectives are considered and can stimulate necessary change when formal systems become rigid. Haven't we all seen brilliant strategies fail without political backing? Understanding power dynamics becomes crucial for implementation, as strategies require coalition building and stakeholder support to succeed. The Configuration School reconciles all approaches, suggesting each has its appropriate time and place in an organization's life cycle. Organizations exist in stable states, periodically interrupted by transformative change, resolving the tension between continuity and adaptation through extended stability punctuated by revolutionary transitions. This perspective integrates other schools by contextualizing their relevance. During stable periods, planning and analysis might prevail. During transformation, entrepreneurial or learning approaches become more valuable. Intel exemplifies this adaptability, shifting strategic approaches as circumstances demand. In today's environment, organizations must balance operational stability with adaptive flexibility. Amazon demonstrates this balance, maintaining stable core operations while continuously expanding into new business areas. Strategy formation combines designing, visioning, learning, transforming, analyzing, and negotiating in response to environmental demands. No single perspective captures strategy's full complexity. The essence of strategy exists in the interplay between all schools, with the greatest challenge being not choosing one approach, but knowing when to shift between them as circumstances evolve.